Affairs will come to order, and good afternoon, everyone. Good to have you here today. I'd like to begin with an announcement, and that is that you will find at your position a draft of the AG Manufactured Housing Task Force report, and if you would take that home and read it, appreciate that very much. This time I'm going to open a public hearing on SCR1. Representative Morissette is with us, and he may be joined by two other colleagues. Representative Morissette, welcome.
Thank you, Chair Wilson and committee. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about this very historic and important event. SCR1 commemorates the historic and noteworthy creation of Lane County 150 years ago, 9 years, incidentally, before Oregon became a state. And in lines 4 and 5 of the bill, or of the resolution, you can see that it did extend to all of southern Oregon, to the California line, and east to the Rocky Mountains. And if the boundaries were held today, we would be making laws in Lane County for Boise and Cheyenne, Wyoming, which is kind of interesting. Even though the county has shrunk over the years, Lane County is larger than Rhode Island and Delaware combined, and also almost the size of Connecticut. It's the fourth largest county in population in Oregon, and the Eugene-Springfield area is the second largest metropolitan area. It was created as a county in 1851, which is 9 years before Oregon became a state, and 3 years later it became a territory. And it was named after General Joseph Lane, who was an interesting person. Some think maybe even a scoundrel. I won't take an opinion on that. He did fight for the South in the Civil War, which is interesting, and then came back to Lane County and served. First governor, I believe, of the area. Due to an oversight, the county seat was established first in a place that we refer to as Skinner's Mud Hole, and through an oversight, not in Springfield, unfortunately, where it was meant to be established, but we won't go there. However, Lane County has prospered over the years. We're very proud that we've had several governors from Lane County, starting with Governor Bob Straub, who made some significant contributions to the state of Oregon in the Willamette Greenways Bill. He indeed also started Project Independence, which many people are not aware of, and did some significant work along the coastal highway to preserve Pacific City with a bypass to preserve their integrity. Neil Goldsmith went to school, and so did John Kitzhaber at South Eugene High School, both who served with distinction and continue to serve their state. And, of course, very prestigious members in the legislature from Lane County this time, which I think is something we're all happy about. So, to that end, I just urge that you pass this resolution so we can present it to the floor of the House, to the governor for a signature, and to the proud citizens of Lane County. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Walker.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My esteemed colleague next to me was correct that Lane County was named for General Joseph Lane, and he was Oregon's first territorial governor. Lane County, pioneers came to Lane County to farm, and our economy is supported by agriculture, higher education, we have the ducks, as you well know, high technology, forest products, recreation, RV manufacturing, and tourism. In fact, I have 2 RV manufacturing plants in my district. And one of the most interesting facts that I think you should know that you don't know is that although 90% of Lane County is forest land, Eugene Springfield is the second largest urban area in Oregon. But that was an interesting fact. And Lane County government runs under a home rule charter passed by the voters in 1962. And we are very proud to be there and representing that county, and would very much appreciate your support on this bill.
Thank you very much. Do we have any questions for our colleagues? Representative March.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. By passing this resolution, is there any possibility of us getting back Idaho and part of Wyoming?
Well, we understand that they have some initiative petitions in Idaho and part of Wyoming to do just that. Yes, there is that possibility.
Very good. Thank you. Further discussion? All right. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that. We have no one else to testify. I do want to mention that we do have a letter here that you will find at your position from Kathy Eaton. They're entering that into the record regarding SCR1. All right, I will close the public hearing on SCR1, and I will open a work session on SCR1. And does someone have a motion, please?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Starr.
Mr. Chair, I'd move SCR1 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Starr moves Senate Concurrent Resolution 1 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Devlin.
I want to serve notice of a possible minority report.
There is a very active minority in Lane County that also is serving notice. I think they want to create a new county.
Yes, I think we failed to address the fact that we do have a home to anarchists in Eugene. We have that distinction as well.
All right, we've had our discussion, I presume, and do we have any objections? Seeing none, motion carries, and either one of you like
to... We will be co-carriers.
Co-carriers. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. We're closing the work session on SCR1. We will now open a work session on House Bill 2701. I'd just like to talk to the committee about this for just a moment. I trust all of you have had a chance to read this and reread this. I think Mr. Miner has nothing else to say, my understanding on this today. I would be happy to entertain a motion on this. Representative March.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2701 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative March moves House Bill 2701 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Do we have any discussion? Any objections? So moved. Thank you. And I would be happy to carry that. Section of House Bill 2701. And we will open a work session on House Bill 2702. I'll call Don Miner forward on this. As I recall, as we left this last time, we were awaiting amendments. And Mr. Miner, would you address that?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, I'm Don Miner, here on behalf of Oregon Manufactured Housing Association. Our group, together with park owner representatives and the Department of Justice, have met two times in an effort to develop amendments. We're pretty much done with that process, but not fully completed. We don't have anything to bring before you today. Our scrivener is, she ran into a birthday and they gave her some time off. So but we expect to have that for you hopefully by the end of the week, if that would work.
Very good, thank you. Any questions or discussion here on the committee?
Thank you.
We'll close the work session on House Bill 2702. Okay. What are we doing here? I'm lost. Okay, we're going to open a work session on House Bill 2308.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Starr.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2308 be referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
And without recommendation.
Without recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Starr moves House Bill 2308 to the Judiciary Committee without recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objections? Right. So moved. Representative Doyle. Oh, excuse me. I'll open the work session on House Bill 2335.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2335 to the floor without recommendation, and that be referred to the Judiciary Committee.
Thank you. Representative Doyle moves House Bill 2335 without recommendation to the Judiciary Committee. Do we have any discussion? Any objection? Okay. So moved. Close work session on House Bill 2335. We'll open a work session on House Bill 2369. Representative Doyle?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2369 to the floor without recommendation. Let it be referred to the Judiciary Committee.
Thank you. Representative Doyle moves House Bill 2369 to Judiciary without recommendation. Do we have discussion? Any objections? So moved, and we'll close the work session on House Bill 2369. Open a work session on House Bill 2389.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2389 to the floor without recommendation. Let it be referred to the Judiciary Committee.
Representative Doyle moves House Bill 2389 to the Judiciary Committee without recommendation. Do we have discussion? Objections? So moved. And we'll close the work session on House Bill 2389. Open a work session on HJM 3.
And Mr. Chair, I move HJM 3 to the floor without recommendation, and that it be referred to the Judiciary Committee.
I think you would not want to move that to the floor. You would want to move that directly to the Judiciary, correct? Without recommendation.
Yes, correct.
All right, thank you. So moved. Do we have discussion? Any objections? So moved. And we'll close the work session on HJM 3. Committee, we don't have any bill introductions today. We cleared out some of these, moved them to Judiciary. They closely matched Judiciary's bailiwick. Now we are at plethora of life in our committee. We have plenty to do. And we will begin on Wednesday doing that. Got a pretty good schedule this week, and I kind of expect to move into more election-related issues in the coming week. All right. Any discussion before we leave? All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate your attendance. Please adjourn.